Another of the lasting legacies of Pope John Paul II's pontificate is his relationship with young people of all countries and cultures. The so-called JP2 generation of young Catholics growing up in the 1980s and 90s, who identified easily with the charismatic, media-savvy pontiff. Wherever he travelled to countries across the globe, a meeting with young people became one of the highlights of the journeys, lively, colourful and energising events that seemed to appeal as much to the Pope himself as to his young, cheering and singing audiences. In the mid-1980s, he also began the tradition of World Youth Days, a global event that gathered pace as it moved from one continent to the next, drawing in young people from all walks of life to rediscover the universal dimension of their faith.
Well, I've always felt that the World Youth Day was one of the great legacies of Pope John Paul II.
Bishop Julian Porteous is auxiliary in Sydney, Australia, with a special responsibility for evangelisation amongst young Australian Catholics.
In particular, I think his capacity to not only communicate with young people, but also to be able to enliven their faith, to bring them to a great sense of identity, confidence in their faith and a vision for living the Christian life effectively and fully and contributing to the societies which they live. And I think that's the great legacy that World Youth Day now is for the church. And we certainly found that in Sydney. The World Youth Day that we held in Sydney was a marvellous regeneration of the faith among young Catholics throughout Australia. It gave them a sense of being part of the international church. I think because we're down under, we're so far away in many respects from Europe, from the centres of Catholic heritage. Many young Catholics didn't have that strong sense of what it really meant to be Catholic. But I think when the world came to Sydney in 2008, many young Catholics discovered for the first time what it really meant to be Catholic, and I think it rejuvenated their faith, their sense of belonging to the church, and a great new sense of courage and confidence in living out their faith in a society. And I think that was one of the great contributions of the World Youth Day in Sydney.
Bishop Porteous is in Rome for the beatification of John Paul II. He talked with my colleague Emma McCarthy about his personal memories of the former Pope and the impact he had on the church in his home country.
I was appointed bishop by Pope John Paul II in 2003. I've always felt that Pope John Paul II has been the Pope of my priesthood. I was ordained a priest in 1974. He became Pope in 1978. And I always looked to him as like a spiritual father for me. He guided my priesthood. His teaching, his example, his missionary spirit, his sense of what the church can be and its place and contribution in society, its sense of its mission in the world, all these things that he articulated and witnessed to so powerfully were the things that constantly inspired and directed my own life as a priest. I remember just reading things he wrote and said and thinking, yes, I understand what you're saying. I understand the meaning and significance behind what you're doing. And that always gave me a direction and inspiration to the way that I sought to live out my own priestly life. And then to be honoured by being chosen by him to be bishop. And then for the first time, meeting him one-on-one a month after I was made bishop was to me a very special moment. It kind of brought together a relationship that we'd had over many, many years, but I'd never been able to actually directly meet him one-on-one.
You were obviously there when he arrived in Australia on one of his many, many papal trips,
yes,
but it's one
yes.
of the most outstanding papal trips was his visit to Australia. Can you remember that? Can you go through it with our listeners? Bring back the memories of his great trip to Australia?
Well, my memories, of course, as a priest, was just being there at the events, being at the Sydney Cricket Ground, one of a visit being at Randwick Racecourse for the beatification of Mary MacKillop, who's now, of course, canonised. The memories in particular were memories of a pope who was just able to engage with people and draw people to him and to his message. And of course, the other thing that has always impressed me is that while he was a great communicator and a person with the ability to engage with people and just has a sense of the moment, you know, in big events, yet when he spoke with such clarity and boldness. He didn't soften his message. He didn't try to popularise himself in any way. When he spoke, he spoke with clarity. He spoke often very challenging messages, but he was able to do it in a way that people listened and engaged and came away saying the Pope was right, what he said was true. And I think this was part of the genius of Pope John Paul. He was at the one level a great communicator, had a great capacity to draw people to listen to him, but at the same time never compromising the integrity and the quality of what he had to say.
Dear young people, young men and women, tonight I want to repeat what I keep telling you. You are the future of the world, and the day of tomorrow belongs to you. Everywhere. Young people are asking important questions. Questions on the meaning of life, on the right way to live, on the true scale of values. What must I do? What must I do to share in everlasting life? This questioning bears witness to your thoughts, your consciences, your heart, your will. This questioning tells the world that you young people carry within yourselves a special openness with regard to what is good and what is true.
I first met him in 1985 speaking at an international youth consultation here in Rome.
Shane Bennett is leader of a charismatic community in Brisbane, Australia, and vice president of the International Catholic Fraternity of Charismatic Communities. He talked to Emma McCarthy about his memories of the former Pope and John Paul's ongoing contribution to the ministry of lay people in the church today.
First up, he was a man who radiated Christ. That's what struck me about him from beginning to end. I think the last time I met him was around 1996, and that was really at the heart of his impact on me. He drew me to Christ, and I always remember I brought my 14-year-old daughter to World Youth Day here in Rome in the year 2000.
The Jubilee year.
Yeah, and we had the blessing of being not too far from the Pope, just behind the cardinals up on the steps of St. Peter's. And I always remember his words to the young people when he said, "What have you come here for? You have not come here to see me. You have come to see Christ." And I think for me that captured very much the essence of his papacy.
How important was his writings regarding the laity? As someone who's very much involved in lay participation in the church, as a figure, was he important for lay groups and particularly regarding new movements as well?
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the, we talk about the genius of John Paul II, and I think part of that genius was being able to gather people. You know, just as he gathered, in some sense, lost generations through World Youth Day of young people, he gathered laity as well. And, we had the wonderful fruits of the Second Vatican Council in terms of an understanding of a universal call to holiness and a universal call to mission, re-emphasising the dignity of baptism, baptismal call. And but he built something around it. He built a framework around that, through his call to lay people in his encyclical. He gave a renewed sense of vision, and with the ecclesial movements and the new communities, while many bishops then and some still sort of wonder about their effectiveness, he gathered them together. And who could forget the wonderful moments in 1998 when he invited all the movements and new communities for the Vigil of Pentecost, and St. Peter's was full, and the Via Conciliazione was full, and people gathering in squares. And it was a wonderful moment, and preceded by a conference sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Laity, which gave a very deep theological reflection. And one of the profound ones was from Cardinal Ratzinger, who spoke of the role of the movements and new communities in the life of the church, giving an historical perspective. And I think one of the things he was able to do was to gather the movements and new communities and say, you are part of this church, and because you are part of this church, you have a responsibility. So he was able to affirm and at the same time give direction, and he continued to give direction. And I think that's been the concern of a father. It really is somebody who's recognised the movements and new communities as a challenge, but also as a gift of the Holy Spirit in our time, to awaken many of the laity, for example. The movements and new communities are really, in some ways, the cutting edge of this new evangelisation that we're seeing throughout the world.
The light of the world, Christ is our light. We shine with his brightness, the reflection of his light from day to day.
The reflection of his light from day to day.
Thanks there to Shane Bennett, Vice President of the International Catholic Fraternity of Charismatic Communities. And earlier you heard Bishop Julian Porteous, Auxiliary of Sydney, Australia.